Have you been watching the new series on Sky, Under Saltmarsh? If you haven't, well, it's about time you started. Here to tell us more is Harry Lawty, who plays the role of Dylan Reese in the show. Hi, Harry. How are you? Thank you for coming on.
I'm good, thank you, George. Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you very much. So if there is someone listening to this now that hasn't been watching the series, obviously shame on them. But what's it all about?
So the series Under Saltmarsh takes place in a fictional town on the North Welsh coast called Morfahalan. And it centres around a sort of a local tragedy, really, which is uncovered in the first episode, which has ties to a kind of a previous trauma that the community has kind of endured together. And it's about uncovering who's responsible, obviously, and there's various suspects. I'm sure you know the drill with this kind of thing. It's a kind of a genre that we do pretty well in this country. And yeah, this is another kind of slice of that, I suppose.
So tell us about your character then, Dylan Reese. How does he slot into the show?
Yeah, so I play Dylan, who is a local kind of tradesman, kind of labourer from the area. And he has a bit of a troubled background, I suppose you could say. A few run-ins with the law, but ultimately I think he's probably misunderstood and he's got a good heart in there as well. And he is in a relationship with Jackie Ellis, who's the kind of retired police officer who ends up leading the investigation.
Okay, so this is quite a dark storyline, isn't it? To put it lightly, you're playing a troubled character with a good heart, as you put it. How do you find it working on this kind of project? I bet it's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny, really, because as you say, it's quite an intense narrative. It's a very kind of a heavy story in some ways. But I remember having a brilliant time, really, on the show, which is often the case with the more serious material, especially when you're in a big kind of ensemble cast like this. We had so many kind of brilliant actors join us in the cast, and those tend to be the shows that you kind of have the most levity off camera, really, because I suppose maybe it's an outlet or it's just a big group of people getting together and becoming friends at work and stuff like that. I had a lovely time making the show, and we shot it up in North Wales, on kind of historic marshland, so it was very realistic. But that landscape up there is like staggeringly beautiful, really. It's an amazing place and a real kind of epic backdrop for the show, and it's a real character in the story as well. And so, to be honest, I have really fond memories of making the show despite the dark subject matter.
Yeah, it's a nice part of the world to work. Also, you're working with lots of big names on there. Just to name a couple, Rafe Spall, Kelly Riley. I mean, it's a really good supporting cast on there too. So please tell me the relationships behind the scenes are a bit less complicated than what we see on screen.
Yeah, absolutely that. Yeah, as I say, we had some amazing actors in the cast. And for me, it's always just a privilege to be around people of that caliber and experience. And Kelly especially, who leads the show. I mean, she's such a star. From all her work on Yellowstone, and I mean, it was just amazing being around her. I worked predominantly with her, and she's a producer on the show as well. And I'll be the first to say it can be a pretty charmed life occasionally being an actor, but this for her is a tough gig, because she was in, you know, doing 12, 16, 14-hour days for 6 months and in a lot of rain. I don't know if you'd mentioned, but a big, big factor of the show is this kind of impending storm, kind of a generational storm that threatens to kind of wash away a lot of the evidence that is crucial to the case. And we were, as I say, filming in North Wales, so there was a fair amount of rain. But if there wasn't rain, then they made it rain. And so for the likes of Kelly, that was just going to work in freezing, pouring rain every day, and sopping wet clothes and all kinds of stuff like that. You know, going into the water, into the sea on night shoots and all kinds of stuff. So it was a real shift she put in, and she never complained once. She's an absolute trooper, and that was the kind of that was the attitude around the set, really. Everyone was mucking in, getting involved with it and having a good time.
Yeah, and already we're nearing the end of the series. I've seen the first episode racked up 1.8 million viewers within the first week. Did you know that it would be a success of this magnitude when you first started working on it? Maybe when you first read the script?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a really compelling script. And, you know, it's a real page turner, and that's always a big green light for an actor when just as an audience member, when you first read the material, if you're invested in it and you want to find out what happens. And I certainly had that. And as I say, you know, we in this country do this type of television show specifically really well. And there's a great kind of lineage of shows like this, but I did feel like this had something different about it. It has like a new angle and a new point of view on this kind of story and a completely different kind of context for it, which we've never seen before. And so I had a feeling it would do okay. But to be honest, like, you never know how things are going to go. And in many ways, that's kind of beyond my pay grade. We kind of want to turn up and do our best and try and tell the story well. But whether it catches an audience and you know, is kind of set alight with the public, you know, that's kind of beyond our control, really.
And I think I know what I'm going to get here, but I'm going to push my luck anyway. Can you reveal anything at all about the final episode now?
There's a lot of rain, I can tell you that much.
Oh, spoiler alert, eh?
Yeah, there's a lot of rain, but I don't know if that'll be too much of a surprise to anyone who's been following the show so far. But there's more rain than there even has been yet. So that's all I can say, to be honest.
How's the rest of 2026 shaping up for you currently then, Harry, beyond this series now?
Yes, it's looking enjoyable. I'm about to begin shooting on the Beatles films, which I'm just thrilled about. You know, I'm so happy to be a part of it. It's a real bucket list thing for me. I'm a fanatic Beatles fan and have been since I was a kid. And so to be involved in that project and to be working with just that standard of actor and Sam Mendes and the director, that's just a privilege for me. So I'm excited to get started on that. And then there's a few things sort of lined up for the second half of the year, but I'm not really able to say too much about them yet. But yeah, it's looking like it should be a fun one.
If only we had more time. I'm a big fan of the Beatles, so I could literally talk about them with you all day. But yeah, unfortunately, I think our time's up. Harry Lawty, aka Dylan Rees from Under Salt Marsh, Sky's best new thriller. Thank you for joining us. Have a great week and all the best for this final episode as well. I'm sure it's going to be great with lots of rain.
My pleasure. Thank you, mate. Cheers. BFBS, the Forces Station.